Welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is a weekly program sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is a full-service precious metals broker-dealer located in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. Now here's the host of True Wealth, Kevin Wolter.
Hello again and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Wolter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is a weekly radio program sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is located at 3201 North Division Street inside the Division Hill Clock Tower Plaza. Coins Plus is a full-service rare coin and precious metals dealer, broker, and depository service specializing in the purchase and sale of all forms of precious metals, rare coins, scrap gold, jewelry, and diamonds. And a lot of people ask what I mean by scrap gold. Scrap gold is basically anything that's gold that you don't want or need anymore. We do buy quality jewelry. What quality jewelry is either something that is really a phenomenal piece, and unless it's a great antique or really phenomenal pedigreed piece, it has to look new. We do have what we call our estate jewelry case, which, by the way, there's a lot of good value there. We do try to put out a lot of kind of bright, blingy, neat-looking stuff, and we do buy brand new jewelry. We get stuff where there's people, you know, I think probably one of the greatest offenses is the shopping channel. We'll buy estates from elderly ladies who, you know, in their last years will sit in front of the TV and spend a tremendous amount of money on very beautiful jewelry on TV. I mean, gorgeous stuff. But the biggest problem is it's, you know, terribly overpriced, I'm sure you can imagine. And that's the bottom line with anything on these kinds of shows. People don't understand retail a lot. And the bottom line with retail is this. If you go to any retail business that sells any kind of product, and I don't care if it's your average jewelry store or your hardware store or your clothing store or Target or Shopko or anything, the standard retail markup is 100%. If you go at it backwards, it's 50%. And what I mean by that, it's called key, the key markup. That's the retail business. If a business pays $100 for something, they sell it for $200. Now, that may blow your mind and you might think it's unreal, but folks, I have a very strong background in commercial banking, including financing pretty much anything you can finance, from wedding rings to furniture to motorcycles and ATVs. Now, when you get into motorcraft, it's different, okay? Vehicles, typically your vehicles at a car lot are going to be marked up anywhere from 10 to 18% on new vehicles. Used vehicles are marked up terrifically. I mean, it's not uncommon for a used car lot to buy a car for $4,500 and price it at $10,995, just waiting for someone to come in. They leave room, a ton of room, to absorb a trade and basically get it for free. New cars, the dealer gets hold back and reserve, and they get other percentages on the backside based on their volume, but that's the exception. Big ticket items change that a little bit. But when you get into, you know, normal everyday stuff, even if you go to Country Homes Power Supply and, you know, buy a lawnmower, I mean, typically that's the markup, is a minimum of 100%. Now, when you get to things like the shopping channel, they're looking at 200, 300, 400, 500% markups. They got profit being split all over the place. The profits are huge. How do I know this? Look at coins. They've always got the coin show on, and they've got gold-plated state quarters, and they've got dollars. You know, folks, they've got the craziest mix mash of garbage you can buy. Do not buy anything on the shopping network as far as coins goes. If you like something they're selling jewelry-wise, that's your business, but you're paying dearly for it. You can pick up stuff from us at 35 to 40% of what the retail is on that kind of stuff, maybe 50% in some cases, but whatever. And sometimes these people will load up. I mean, we've bought in estates where people have just gone crazy, and it's all brand new still in the packaging. There's a lot of things that we have out, and if you really shop the price, you'll be absolutely blown away. We don't have showcases full of used jewelry like pawn shops. Everything you'll see in our shop is either brand new quality or really old antique quality. We do have like old custom, you know, silver Indian jewelry with turquoise and, you know, blue and red turquoise and things like that. But in general, our jewelry is very new. We also have a tremendous inventory of brand new jewelry that we order in, and we use a lot of catalogs to avoid the unjustifiable expense of custom jewelers. We had a custom jeweler for a while, and we just didn't feel that the cost was justifiable. So we use catalogs, and we do bridal sets every week for people, and we build some terrific stuff, and we save people a lot of money, and we're doing it all the time. So anyone you know needs something like that, we're the place to come work with us, and we'll give you the best deal you'll find anywhere. When you're looking for quality diamonds, whether you're looking for them as an investment or just a safe haven, or you just want to put a beautiful thing on your loved one's finger or around her neck, no one sells them the way we do. We've got the tightest, smallest margins. We approach them with the same perspective we do precious metals and rare coins, and that's from a perspective of high volume and low margin. We offer it strictly as a service. It's not a profit center for us, but we feel that it's an area that needs a lot of trust and a lot of guidance. And bottom line is, you just won't find diamonds anywhere at the levels and the method that we use to sell them. Clock Tower Jewelry is hands down the most competitive source on quality diamonds available. Business is important. We respect your business. We appreciate your business. We ask that you bring us your business. We do value that very highly. We want to bend over backwards to make you happy and to treat you right. It's super important to us to preserve our name and reputation. That's, you know, the Bible says that's all you got. And as I've mentioned before on the show, time and time again, one mantra my employees will never hear enough of is do the right thing no matter what the cost. We treat people right and do the right thing. We believe in what we do. We want to provide a good service. And then it's up to God to determine if we're profitable or whatever. But we do not do things for the income purpose. We do it because it's the right thing to do. No employee's pay scale is dependent in any way on profit margin from the customer. Exactly the opposite is true. Customer satisfaction is the desire. It's our desire and goal to sell you what is the absolute financial best decision for you. We, as I've said, we specialize in building portfolios. Right now, we're getting a little more intricate, a little more detailed in what we're doing. I'm going to talk a little bit about numismatic coins. That's something that's really starting to heat up. And semi-numismatic and numismatic coins is something that we are definitely recommending as a percentage, a small percentage at least of your holdings. It's necessary moving forward historically over time. I mean, the wealthiest families in America, and I'm talking thousands, have made tremendous money on numismatic coins. They're the best thing to buy and tuck away. There's just some great stuff. I'll keep myself from getting into it right here. I'm going to touch on it in a little bit of detail here in a minute after we cut to a quick break.
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is located at 3201 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington at the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And now, back to True Wealth.
Coins Plus can be reached at 444-0044 in Spokane. Outside Spokane, toll-free 877-TAP-COIN or 877-827-2646. All of our previously recorded radio shows can be heard through our website at coinsplus.com. They're available right on the homepage. You can download them or listen to them right there. If you ever have any questions on something you hear on the show or anything like that, feel free to give us a call. We just, you know, we want your business, we'll earn it face to face. We want a relationship. We share your beliefs. We share your goals. We're here to help you. We know you can go out and educate yourself, but you're never going to have the knowledge base or the proper perspective that we do, because it's what we do all the time. Not only do we buy and sell the product all the time and think about it and study it, but we are looking from an analyst's financial perspective. We're looking for the best investment perspective all the time. We're looking for the best product values for you all the time. We watch the markets. That's why over time, the advice we've given shifts, because we adapt to different markets. And there are some terrific values out there right now in collector-based semi-numismatic coins. If you're looking for long-term, high-value family heirloom type stuff to buy and put away to pass on to the next generation or anything like that, there's nothing that even rivals semi-numismatic and numismatic coins, especially numismatic. Folks, they go up like crazy, and we've got to be wise about that. I realize, you know, as I'm talking to a friend, I don't care. If big economic collapse comes, folks, there's going to be huge money rushing into tangible hard assets, and that's where you want to be. It really is. I don't know how many of you have bought into the Bitcoin investment fad, the digital currency that's, you know, it gives you secret trading, you know, having a little bit, a very little bit maybe, folks, but do not toss much of your money in this basket. The things you've probably, if you watch it, wild swings all over the place. It's dropped 10% on more than 16 days in the last year, and it's dropped over 5% on more than 37 days in the last year. The historical chart analysis now shows it's absolutely in a textbook bubble stages pattern. It's a fad. Do not be deceived and do not be shocked when all the money in Bitcoin is gone. It can easily and will be easily legislated to zero. Even when gold was legislated not to be owned in coin or bullion form, its value remained and continued. There's been major trading interruptions in the last week with the shutdown of Mt. Gox and the recent indictment for money laundering against Bitcoin. Rare coins and even diamonds are better than Bitcoin, folks. I mean, they're much better, safer, and more solid. They have much more solid historical performance than any other investment vehicle outside of real estate. Rare coins do, not diamonds. But the wealthiest families in U.S. history have used numismatic coins to amass incredible amounts of wealth. The richest, most elite, and I'm not talking small amounts of their holdings. It's numismatic coins that are the most compact form of wealth available. Yes, they're more compact than gold. They're secret, anonymous, and transportable, and one of the safest ways to store wealth. They give you right now the best bang for the buck in the market value at this point in time. They're still completely exempt from any government involvement. They're not a 1099-able product, so there's no 1099 reporting to the IRS in any portion of the transaction. And folks, the U.S., not only do they continue to borrow and create or print money at unsustainable levels, they're not going to stop, okay? I mean, I had someone send me an article recently why gold's bad, and they've got all this stuff like the Fed's going to stop quantitative easing. We are in an exponential increase in the money supply. This is the phenomenon of Keynesian economics. You cannot stop it, okay? They can't stop it. It's now outrunning itself. We are accumulating $2 in additional debt for every dollar in deficit created. So for every dollar that's made that we have to pay back, we borrow two more dollars. So for every dollar that's made, we owe three right now. And that's going up exponentially at ridiculous pace. That doesn't count our unfunded liabilities. So this runaway economic trend is not going to change. It's not going to stop. This isn't just some blip on the screen. It's a true bubble. That is why precious metals-based assets have exploded for the last 13 years with only one break, which was the year 2013. That's pretty impressive. You have a 13-year run with a one-year cooling period, and people are like, wow, is that over? There's no indication that it's over. Like I mentioned last week, the fundamentals have not changed. It's the only financial market in the history to perform at this level. And it is very important to diversify your money, as much of your money out of US dollars as possible, to something that can't be devalued, tracked, or confiscated by the government. It's what has driven the desire for Bitcoin. However, Bitcoin is nothing more than a speculative gamble with exceptional risk. It is no different than the most drastic edge of the tech stock rage of the 1990s. Bitcoin is already severely, agreeably overvalued, overinflated, and massively overcapitalized, and it's soon to disappear in a poof, in the same way that countless tech companies disappeared overnight. Folks, you can have a bubble market with anything if people put enough money into it. There is no limit to the number of online ventures that generate huge dollars and then immediately leave all the investors broke. I mean, you couldn't even count them all. You can't keep up with them all. There, you know, I mean, back when the dot-com craze started, I won't even go into all the companies. I had a list of all these companies and what they did and how they did. They all went bankrupt, every last one of them. There's countless new technologies collapsing and leaving investors broke all the time. Bitcoin is the most volatile, unstable currency on earth. It's no different than a penny stock that's gone wild on speculation. And there's also numerous digital currencies already all over the place. And the big bank in the world, JP Morgan, who is technically the Fed, they've pushed through patents to shut down all other digital currencies. They say they want to get into it. That's the front they have to put, but they're going to shut these things down. They'll legislate them out of existence, and you'll be out of money immediately. Now, I may be preaching to the choir on that. I don't know, but I've heard enough about it, and people have asked, and I'm just telling you, folks, it's nothing more than a fiat currency. Numismatic coins. Now, remember, I'm recommending numismatic coins as part of a portfolio, okay? And without getting into great detail, we recommend numismatic coins based on a lot of specific attributes. They have to be in the top 10% rarities of any specific coin series. They've got to be something that's continuously got collector demand on it. They've got to be hand selective, what we call nice problem-free original examples, so that if you go anywhere at any time in the future, that coin's a desirable piece. Anybody who's legitimately in the numismatic market will honor and respect our products top of the line. And this isn't some new whim. I mean, I've been doing this a couple decades. We've seen a lot of people do incredibly well on numismatic coin investments. The thing that makes them unique right now is we've had the dip in the metals accompanied by a severe cool down of the U.S. Mint pouring piles of every little collectible coin imaginable into the market. The interest in that has waned considerably. But numismatic coins hit a very strong peak in the mid-2000s. They came down and then they bounced and did what things do when they go down and bottom out. And now they're building that nice strong upsurge again. In fact, 2014 is showing a lot of strong signs. We're seeing a real strong comeback. So now is the time to be looking at adding these back into any portfolio. Numismatic coins keep your money beyond the reach of governments and corporations, and they have been overlooked, and that, like I said, they're currently very undervalued. Diamonds haven't left the limelight ever, but solid quality numismatic coins have completely lost their focus, and now it's coming back rapidly. And as I said, there's, countless, the richest families in the world are loaded up on numismatic coins. There is the hugest market out there, folks. It's the number one sector on eBay by a landslide in quantity and dollars. And no, eBay is not a place I ever recommend buying a rare coin, but it gives you an idea of the scope of desirability on a global basis. Numismatic coins, obviously, they were exempted from FDR's confiscation, and they have outperformed any other investment over the last 40 years. They're a very safe way to preserve and protect your wealth with little or no risk. We recommend hard assets-based portfolios. We recommend that you own things you can touch and see and feel and control. And I'm telling you, just because things may have treated you well, I mean, you can ship your money across the digital sea and hope it's there when you go to get it later. But tangible-based assets have proven to be incredible investments for very, very many years.
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is locally owned and operated and offers the Spokane area one of the nation's premier precious metals facilities. Coins Plus guarantees that you will not find more competitive pricing anywhere. Don't be fooled into mailing your valuable gold and jewelry into some unscrupulous TV infomercial. Coins Plus will always pay you the most for your gold. Whether buying, selling, or investing, Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. And now, back to True Wealth.
Reflecting back to the 1980s, after we saw the precious metals run-ups, which was nothing like the precious metals run-up we've seen over the last 13 years, we saw kind of a short blip on the screen. But the bottom line was people had gotten a bunch of capital and interest and focus had gotten into the bullion and numismatic and market a little bit. People became familiar with it. And what happened was the metals started cooling off, and then all of a sudden, numismatic coins got this huge influx, and countless coins went up as much as 1,000% in about 6 years with very little movement in the metals price. Now, I'm not predicting that the metals aren't going to keep moving. 2014 is a nice base. It's a nice takeoff point again. We saw some serious profit taking, but really what we saw was massive manipulation. But what I'm saying is, we have brought in so many people to the market. There's so much awareness, and people are becoming so much more comfortable. People are educating themselves, are getting very comfortable with numismatics. And the pressure on numismatics is getting horrendous. I mean, all the coin magazines are talking about, at all the major coin shows, what they call fresh quality material is just unavailable, and it's just immediately liquid. It's selling in the beginning of the show. The advantage you have with Coins Plus is this: because we don't do coin shows, and I mean never, we can't get away. So for the last 6 or 7 years, actually we haven't been to a coin show for probably over 7 years or more. And so we've accumulated all this incredible stuff. It's fresh, it's original, it's nice. It hasn't been picked over by any dealers. It hasn't been picked over at all, and we've been hoarding it up, and now it's time to help you, the investor, out. We've got a lot of it, but we've got incredible stuff that dealers would die for, and this is the stuff that we use to hand select our portfolio-based stuff. We're not going out into the open market and trying to buy it secondhand from another dealer who bought it from another dealer after it's been cherry-picked. No. Our stuff is as fresh and original as it gets. Coins Plus has an impeccable reputation as an extremely nationally competitive coin buyer, so we get the best product out of the best estates, and I can just leave it at that. Every person really should have a pretty decent percentage of their holdings in numismatic or collector-based coins. After being in this business for almost 2 decades, I have become incredibly confident with the growth potential of properly selected collector-based numismatic coins. Now, we've talked a lot about semi-numismatic coins. That's your, on the gold side, you've got your $20 gold pieces, your 10s, your 5s, your 2.5s, even your little $1 gold pieces. And we build really nice, interesting, what I call gold type sets, which gives you an example of everything, and then you can add in Carson City mints and Dahlonega and Charlotte mints when they're available. That's the gold side. That mixes semi-numismatic with numismatic if you build a set. Silver dollars, everybody knows about those. The nice thing about silver dollars is you can go anywhere from generic, which is about as closely tied to the precious metal's intrinsic bullion value as possible, all the way up into an extremely collectible category. That, you know, we've talked over the weeks about sets. We build a lot of those. That gives you the full gamut, where you got everything from circulated common dollars all the way up to Carson Cities, and then some even more rare coins than that. There's different ways to do sets. You can go by dates or mint marks, etc. We do all this for you. When we do portfolios, folks, Our entire staff is in the back room discussing each portfolio. We're balancing it, we're hand selecting items, we're banging ideas around, and we're making sure that we are literally treating each person as if they were our close friend or relative. And the comment we're all looking for is, we, based on all of our knowledge and experience, we are finding you the best product and the best balance available. And things go all the way down. It doesn't take a small fortune. I mean, you can spend as little as $100 and get into the numismatic coin market. And there's all kinds of things that might seem counterintuitive to you. But I mean, it's as simple as a roll of Indian head pennies. I mean, 50 coins. You know, 20 years ago, they were worth 15, 20 cents a piece. Now they wholesale at $1.50, $1.60 a coin. So what's that? A 10 times return in 20 years? Well, that's, you know, that's a great investment. Rolls of Buffalo nickels, sets of Buffalo nickels, rolls of Liberty nickels, standing Liberty quarters, you know. They're, you know, they've got silver in them. They're cool. They were made before the Washington quarter. They carry a premium over the silver value, but you get to ride both. You know, nice early walking Liberty halves and so on. Even early U.S. large cents, type coins, 3 cent pieces, 3 cent nickels, 3 cent silvers, half dimes. These things are great investments. They're super cool, and they offer a great balance to any portfolio. Now, on the other hand, as I mentioned earlier, if you've bought numismatic coins through these marketing companies that have commission telemarketers, any of you guys who are getting those phone calls where those companies will not leave you alone, these are commission telemarketers. Guess what? You can't talk to anybody out there who will ever say a solicitor from Coins Plus contacted them. Could we do it and make a lot of money doing it? You bet we could. But that's not the business we're in. And a lot of people need that hype and that drive. We'll get people calling up, hey, how much is this coin worth? And we'll say, well, it's worth $1,000. Oh, this company's trying to sell it to me for $2,500. Yeah, that's not a good deal. And then they'll be like, well, heck with that. I'm not buying it. Well, why not come and buy 2.5 of them from us for the same price? And it's like, once that hype is gone, people, you know, they lose focus. It's like some of these people can't answer the phone for a telemarketer because they can't say no. That's not the reason to buy and invest, folks. You've got to be doing it for sound biblical financial principles. We want to encourage a long-term conservative financially responsible mindset. No rush, no hype, and no high pressure. That's why we don't have telemarketers. I can't, the concept makes me sick to just think about it. And the bottom line, folks, is I don't care if it's Bitcoin or the stock market or the U.S. dollar. These are bubble markets. And I did a study this week on bubble markets. And I'm telling you, from the Dutch tulip bubble market of the 1600s to the South Sea bubble market of the 1700s, all of these markets are cloaked in what's called moral hazard. That's where the people that have the control have a vested interest in the continuation of the bubble. It's a conflict of interest, and it's a beautiful thing to get out while everybody's still getting in. As the saying goes, when everyone's selling, I'm buying, and when everyone's buying, I'm selling. And that's where we're trying to help you find value while the value's still there. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll be back in the next half hour. Take care, God bless, and we'll be back shortly.
Thank you for listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus, located in Spokane, Washington, at 3201 North Division Street in the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll-free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And remember to join us every week for True Wealth.